माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा। राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरीवरधारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरीवरधारी यशोदनंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदन यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदन यशोदनंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशो जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि जयो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जयो श्री कृष्ण प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupad, Prabhupad, Prabhupad Jayo Srila Prabhupad. Nittai Gora Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nittai Gora Hari Bol.
Jam Vishnupad Paramhans Parivrajika Charja Stotra Stasya Shimad His Divine Grace Savasana Arvind Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jam Vishnupad Paramhans Parivrajika Charja Stotra Stasya Shimad Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Srila Thakur Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Syama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Ganga Maya Ki Jamuna Maya Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Srimad Tulasi Maharani Ki Samavet Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Nitai Gopamanande All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण नमस्कृत्यम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदायो नमो नमः। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोविष्ठं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामैहं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरद्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत श्री राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 11 टेक्स्ट 35 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द चाइल्डहुड पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ कृष्णा। वृंदावनम संप्रविश्य सर्वकाल सुखावहम तत्र चक्रुर प्रजावासम सकटेर अर्धचंद्रवत वृंदावनम संप्रविश्य सर्वकाल सुखावहम तत्र चक्रुर व्रजवासम सकटेर अर्धचंद्रवत वृंदावनम संप्रविश्य सर्वकाल सुखावहम तत्र चक्रुर व्रजवासम सकटेर अर्धचंद्रवत। Mataji's. Vrindavanam, the sacred place by the name Vrindavan. Samprovishya, after entering, Sarvakala Sukha Avaham, wherein all the seasons it is pleasing to live. Tatra, there, Chakruhu, they made Vraja Avasam. Inhabitants of Braja, Sakatai, by the bullock carts, Ardhachandravat, making a semicircle like a half moon. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this way they entered Vrindavan, where it is always pleasing to live in all seasons. They made a temporary place to inhabit by placing their bullock carts around them in the shape of a half moon. Purport. As stated in the Vishnu Puran, Sakati Vata Paryantas Chandrardha Kara Samsthite. And as stated in the Harivamsa, Kantaki Vihi Pravardhavis तथा कंटकाभिर द्रुमैहि निकाटोश्रित शाखाभिर अभिकुप्तम समंततः। There was no need to make fences all around. One side was already defended by the thorn trees. And thus the thorn trees, the bullock carts and the animals encircle the inhabitants in their temporary residence. Hare Krishna. With all the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, I like to speak on this particular verse, Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. In this chapter entitled The Childhood Pastimes of Krishna, this particular episode comes where all the Brajavasis they decide to shift the residence from Gokul Mahavan to Vrindavan. Lord Krishna is still and Balaram is still very small at this time, not even 5 years old. And this Damodar Lila has just ended at this point of time. And one more pastime happens in this chapter, that one aborigine lady, she comes with a lot of fruits. This particular pastime where this Mataji comes with a lot of fruits, village forest dweller basically, in forest lot of fruits grows, and Prabhupada explains, they pluck all these fruits or collect the fruits, put in a basket and then go to village to sell them. In those days of course it was like more bartering than paying any hard money. So this lady came to this part of Gokul Mahavan, and as she was, you know, yelling, in India still it goes on, people come on street and they start yelling many various products. In local towns also it happens in Bombay. But sometimes you cannot make out what they are saying. It's very difficult. But people who need them, they know what they are speaking. So Krishna immediately understood, the small Gopal understood that here is a food vendor. And of course he was a great devotee. So Krishna to collect fruits, patram pasmim phalam tam yame bhaktya prachiti. He was very eager. So he came with 2 fistful of rice in his hands. And as he was approaching the doorway, practically all the grains fell from his small little palms. And if you see that picture in our Hare Krishna movement, Srila Prabhupada directed to paint that particular picture, you will see this lady is offering fruits. Krishna's both hands, not just palms, his hands up to his neck are filled with fruits. And one little fruit is still in her hand, and Krishna is looking at that fruit, the last fruit. After collecting all of the fruits, in the last fruit Krishna is very, you know, he is not looking at her, he is looking at that particular fruit. The kind of telling, you give me everything, surrender everything. And when you surrender everything to Krishna, then that basket was filled with precious jewels. Of course, His Holiness Sadhana Swami Maharaj explains, after meeting Krishna, that lady was never interested in those jewels. Because the crest jewel of all jewels, Sri Krishna, was always residing in her heart from that point onwards. She found no interest in those money. Just thinking of Krishna all the time, that particular sight where he is collecting all the fruits from her. And I was trying to connect this incident, this pastime with the next sequences of the chapter that is happening. Immediately after this pastime, Nanda Maharaj and all the Brajavasis are actually very concerned about Krishna's safety, Krishna and Balaram's safety, because the attack was always in two of these two brothers. And Upananda, who is actually elder brother and who is very wise and intelligent, he proposed this idea that we should leave Gokul Mahavan and shift to a place called Vrindavan, which is between Mahavan and another place. It's there, I just forgot the name. Nandeswar and Mahavan. It is explained because in Nandeswar this Arishtasura was living at those time. Because the fear of Arishtasura, this they actually didn't want to go to Nandeshwar, but they wanted to leave Mahavan. Now Upananda actually says, sometimes we stay at one place, then we abandon because of our selfish motives. For example, most of the people who come to Bombay, they leave aside their hometown, families, friends and all, to make money basically, for higher prospects, they say. Or people leave for America, for example. Abandoning their own houses, places, and going to other places for selfish motives. But the Brajavasis, you see, this particular example, he says, this Gokul, Bhavan actually offered us so much. And we lived here for so many years happily. But now, because there are so many attacks in Krishna Balaram, we need to leave. And if you study the translation, it is said, for the benefit of this place, he says, for the benefit of Gokul, because so much of destruction is happening here, we better leave this place so that the place is remaining peaceful. And in this way, we can move to another place and protect Krishna Balaram also. So every word in Srimad Bhagavatam, every translation is actually very nice. So he says, because so many attacks were there, He said, my dear friends, the cowherd men, in order to do good to this place, Gokul, we should leave it. This is the line he says, Upananda. So, then he describes how so many attacks were there on Krishna Balaram, for so many incidents happened from Putana to this, till these two trees fell off. And they are saying, so many children were there, not just Krishna, so many children were there playing around him, and these huge trees fell down, but none of them were actually hampered. Nothing happened to them. It is all by Krishna's, by Vishnu's mercy. Therefore, we should sit for two purposes, to benefit this particular place, Gokul, and to protect Krishna Balaram, and to do uninterrupted service to Vishnu. And that is the whole motive of Varnashram system. There are two types of Varnashram. One is called Devi, the other is called Asharik. Devi Varnashram means a system where everybody is doing their own respective activities to please Lord Vishnu as a matter of sacrifice. Whereas Asharik Varnashram means to do same activities in organized society, various divisions of labors are there, to do the same thing for one's own selfish sense gratification. That is Asharik. So you will see, even in places like Western world, there are divisions of labors. There are CEOs, there are executive heads and so many things. There are laborers. Those divisions are there. It is always there. Chaturvarna Maha system is always there. But the whole purpose of such division is for selfish motives. That's what it is Asharik. The same Varnashram, when it is actually utilized, same kind of activities, when it is utilized to please Krishna, to please Vishnu, then it is Devi Varnashram. So they are wanting to shift to Vrindavan, which is a relatively peaceful place, so that they can serve Lord Vishnu uninterruptedly. That was their idea. So with all these motives, he proposed this idea, let's move today itself. When there is something has to be done good for the pleasure of the Lord, it has to be done immediately. Let's move today. If all of you agree, he gives this proposal with a condition that if all of you agree, then you should move today. And immediately all the coward men who were gathered there were all pure personalities. The immediately said, very nice, we will move today only. And immediately they put all their belongings and bullock carts and all this, caravan, like a voyage, not a voyage on the sea. It's like a caravan, they moved. Sometimes they call exodus, moving to another place. Entire town is moving, entire village is moving. And of course, because such decisions are very critical and very, very heavy type of decision, it's very kind of to move entire village, it's like something very big decision. But because there are love and trust amongst each other and there is respect for the superiors, everyone was happy in conducting this program, the movement of entire village. And he explained how nicely that everyone was smiling and everyone was happy. And it's like kind of, they're playing their bugles, they're playing their horns, all making all these sounds, and very happily they're moving from one village to other, leaving aside Gokul. And finally they are reaching Vrindavan. And in this way they entered Vrindavan, where it is always pleasing to live in all seasons. They made a temporary place to inhabit by placing their bullock carts around them in the shape of a half moon. So it's a like beautiful sight you can imagine. It's like camping in the middle of a forest called Vrindavan, where it is always pleasing. Krishna Balaram, when they saw Vrindavan forest, when they saw Yamuna, it is explained in the future verses, they became very, very extremely happy. And all the Vrajavasis naturally, seeing Krishna Balaram happy, they become also very happy. So in the in this all these pastimes of Krishna or especially Vrindavan, we see how the Vrajavasis are constantly endeavoring to protect Krishna, to serve Krishna and to please Krishna. These are their constant endeavor, constant meditation. So all these personalities of Vrindavan, they are not ordinary people, because to find people who actually love and serve God is actually very rare in this world. We read so many selfless people's life stories and we get inspired. Normally in this world we have seen it. So for example, Plato. Most of us have heard this name called Plato, isn't it? Is there anyone who has not heard this name, Plato? In here? Okay. Today you have heard it. So this person, because of his selflessness and because of his intense desire, very intense activities to help the society, help the humanity, even today he is talked of. Of course, there are other people like Hitler and all, they are also talked of. But not much, with not much reverence. But this personality, they are talked of so much. Like when I was a student, I was also studying many of these personalities. Like one is like Gandhiji. Because of his selfless nature, there are so many university departments that are open to study his life and character. And so many people get inspired by studying such selfless contribution. Apparently. But when we came across Srila Prabhupada, he is a unique personality, Srila Prabhupada. His lifestyle is actually, when you study Srila Prabhupada, Lilamrita or the books like that about Prabhupada's life and character, it is amazing actually. You will not find anyone as selfless as Srila Prabhupada. Because he was so much attached to his attachment for Krishna and Vrindavan so much, although he was traveling many places in aeroplanes, although he was living in a sometimes opulent places, but most of the time he was actually roaming. Traveling is a lot of pain actually. But anyway, sometimes he may be living in a beautiful houses, sometimes living in thatched houses in Mayapur, places like that. But whatever the externalities, it didn't bother him much at all, because he was constantly thinking of Krishna. Just like I was telling about this lady who was offering fruits to Krishna, because that love for Krishna was so thick and so intense, all those jewels in her basket didn't appeal to her at all. And she looked, just like so many jewels are here, she looked at them, but in this jewel she would only see Krishna, because how it is his mercy, and always think of Krishna. Similarly, Prabhupada, so much absorbed in Krishna, the so-called material pleasures of this world or difficulties that was surrounding never disturbed him, never hampered him. And he was going on. And that is the actual highest selfless situation. And of course, in one place, Prabhupada says, he says that, actually, I long to be in Vrindavan all the time. I long to be in Vrindavan and missing Vrindavan. Because he left Vrindavan to go to places, practically hellish situations in the Bowery of America. He was saying, I long to Vrindavan, go to Vrindavan, but I have to be here on instructions of my spiritual master. And I'm preaching here, trying to help people. And although, then he was saying, this may all appear to be material, but actually it is all for Krishna's service. And then again he adds, although it is for Krishna's service, still we should go back to Vrindavan, not get attached to these things. So like that, many places Prabhupada speaks many things. But overall we see his personality is that his intense attachment to Krishna, the way Vrajavasis are attached. And their only desire is actually to serve, to protect and to please Krishna. So therefore, we have to learn from these great personalities how to become selfless and serve. Because otherwise, we would try to serve our senses. This particular pastimes actually bringing out a kind of theme that how devotees desire. Their desire is to serve the superiors, and their desire is to serve Krishna and please Krishna, please the superiors. Like Upananda, they are trying to please Upananda, take his advice, who himself is dedicated to protection of Krishna. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada, we see that how he was dedicated to the desires of his spiritual master. A conditioned soul in this world, all of us have desires, isn't it? We have all desires. But our desires are always colored with anarthas, six anarthas: lust, greed, envy, anger, pride, illusion and ego. So these are colored. Just for example, if when we see something, some sense subject, we desire. So therefore, that desire is actually colored by lust. We want to eat something or enjoy something, you know. That is colored by the lust. So this desire is not the desire of the soul. The desire of the lust. It immediately gets colored by the lust. If we see that somebody is doing excelling and I feel sad, that desire is colored by envy. And when we see somebody is doing nice and we strive to do better than him, or we want to prove that I am best, I am the better person, when one strives to prove that he is better, that desire is colored by pride. Whereas in spiritual world, they also strive to do good, strive to do the best. But that striving is done in such a spirit that it inspires others to also do to excel in their own services. So that is not pride. But in conditioned soul, he always tries to do the best to become the to prove that I am the best. And that tendencies are there. You can immediately understand these desires are actually colored by pride. And ego is that I am the doer, basically, to prove that I have done this. So in this way, a conditioned entity is always, his desires are colored by anarthas. And therefore, there is always suffering. There are many quotes in desires. It is said, there is a nice quote, it is said, it is the desires, not the desired, we love. We love the desires, not the desired. For example, if you see, suppose we want some electronic gadget, for example. Suppose I want an iPhone, suppose. That desire is very killing, you know. The desire is just keep dreaming and desiring and longing for it. And when you have it in your hand, finally, you'll see you don't actually love for this thing. You will not take it anyone, you just reflect in your own life, whatever you have got after desiring, once you got it, you don't have any love for it. You want to have something else. Say iPhone 2, iPhone 3, iPhone 4, whatever it is there. 4S. So you keep desiring for the next one. And as soon as you have it in your hand, then you don't have any love for it. See, that is the problem with the lust. We desire, and when you get it, we don't feel like being happy. If one desires something great, then one should have the guts to stake entire life when they have it. That is also there. We may desire something, but when you obtain it, then we should stake our life to give our life to that particular thing or protect it. Like we see, typically an example of marriage, we see people desire to marry, and after marriage, they don't take much responsibility. Or somebody may want to become, you know, brahmachari, desire and become brahmachari, but after becoming brahmachari, one should take responsibility of being the services and everything, one should take responsibility. So, we desire when we obtain it, like one may want to preach. So after preaching, so many problems comes. So one should also have the guts to take those pains and continue the service. Same thing, everywhere. You struggle and you get something. You desire, you get something. Once you get it, we have to have the guts to take everything that comes with it. So, it is said, one great person said, there are two tragedies in life. One, to lose one's heart's desire. You desire and you lost it. So that's a tragedy. The other is to gain it. So when you gain, that's also a tragedy. Because with every pleasure, so many associated miseries are always accompanied in this world. So therefore, if it is said that the wise man will love, others will desire. That means, if one tries to strive to or desiring something to obtain very intensely, that's not very great. Of course, if it is for Krishna, it is very nice. It is actually love for Krishna. So the wise actually love, the other desires. These are very deep quotes actually. I'm not able to explain. I'm sorry about it. But actually, these are very, very deep. The wise man will love, others will desire. Because love means selflessness. Desire means selfishness. So when there is a love element, sacrifice and selflessness are there, then that is actually wise. And then whether there is success or not, when the love is expressed, people will accept it. Just like you see sometimes in a very poor family, in the bad times, the family are together. They try to solve each other, they struggle, and they do so many selfless activities. And even if there is failure, the family accept. They support each other. Because they see the genuine sacrifice is there. But in a successful family, when everything is there, and this element of love naturally, you know, slips away or misses, goes away, then problems comes. When there is selfishness, there is problem comes. There is distrust and all these things comes. So therefore, which is better? Better is, best is actually the presence of love and sacrifice, whether it is a poor or a rich situation. So the externals are actually immaterial. What ultimately matters is our selfless nature. So whenever we desire, and these desires are colored by anarthas, for example, if it is envy, this is normally spiritual purpose experience, it is just envy towards Krishna, Prabhupada says. Somebody may say, no, we love Krishna, but we don't love certain other things. One may say like that. But actually envy expressed means, it is ultimately envy against Krishna. Suppose I see somebody which is superior, and I start envying that person. And that itself is actually misery. So the person who is in a superior position, he is happy, he is satisfied with his achievements. Just by seeing him in a situation when I envy, I suffer. He is not suffering. And secondly, when I strive to be, then one plans to pull him down, that is actually envy, and one tries to become better than him, that's a sign of pride. In both situations, suppose one becomes better than him, in a materialistic life I'm just speaking, one becomes better than him, but one will always find another person who is superior to him, isn't it? Even if you but one person, there is always another person who is superior to you. And then you strive to beat him, you beat him, you become superior to him, then another person comes who is superior than him. And then you will find ultimately Krishna is the supremest person, then you compete with him. And that's what is the nature of the asuras, the demons, like Ravana, he competed with Lord Ram to obtain Sita. Or Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, they wanted to be the supreme lord of the entire creation. They fought with Vishnu. So ultimately the envy expressed, no matter how much skill it is, small, tiny or big, it is actually expressed towards Krishna. Ultimately it will express towards Krishna. So therefore we see those who actually love Krishna and they sacrifice everything for Krishna, they are the supreme most renounced persons. They are the best. Because they have really, really given off this tendency to lord over anything else. Completely surrendered. So these are the Vrajavasis. That is their spirit. Which is, throughout the 10th canto, we will see this. And Srila Prabhupada is actually such a personality who had developed, who had this love for Krishna. And therefore, he was going out and trying to help people all over. So, how to overcome these desires which are colored by different anarthas? We can overcome it by simply doing the desires of our superiors or spiritual master, basically. And we have seen Srila Prabhupada in his own life. His life was entirely dedicated to the instructions of his spiritual master. That's why he is actually a world acharya. It is not easy actually. Like Gaurangpur was speaking on this offenses to holy names. The third offense is to disobey the spiritual master. That's the offenses there. And he was explaining that we should respect our superiors and then we should follow them also. Normally, we may respect somebody. Prabhuji, whatever, you know, Prabhuji, Nandavat, Manchakal, Tarvascha, all these things are there. We respect. But when the instruction comes, you should do like this, then you may respectfully deny it also. Respect is there, but following the instructions is not there. Then the third offense actually affects us, inflicts us, and we cannot chant Hare Krishna nicely. So therefore there has to be respect. At the same time, respect has to be combined with following the instructions. And Srila Prabhupada in his entire life has actually demonstrated this by carrying out the order of his spiritual master. Despite all opposition, physical, emotional, all kinds, there is no support emotionally, there is no help in the physical level, his own health didn't support, but he didn't care anything for it, just went ahead with whatever instruction was given. And with a lot of intelligence and very conscious planning, he tried to execute it with all his heart and soul. And then Krishna actually came to help and everything happened. And because of that compassion, we are actually in the in this Hare Krishna movement. We are trying to understand Krishna. Otherwise our life would have been simply wasted and passed by without knowing anything about Krishna. Although we are born in India, and although we know these pastimes also, Krishna's pastimes, but hardly anyone actually knows Krishna. So when Krishna says, Janma karma chame dibyam, that if one knows my birth and my pastimes in tattva, then one will transcend the birth and death cycle. So this tattvataha, although we knew these pastimes because of just being in India, but a tattvataha, that which is the most important aspect of that verse Krishna speaks, that is actually is mercy of Srila Prabhupada. That we are actually, even if it not fully grasped, but we have started getting the taste. That initiation of that taste is because of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And if we continue to follow the instructions that Srila Prabhupada gives, then naturally we can actually gradually, when you live in this spirit, we can actually grasp this tattva entirely. Because Krishna explains, Maya Vesha Mana Patha Yoga Munja Malasraya. That if you have taken my shelter and with your mind attached to me, if you perform this yoga, then Asamsam Samagrammam. Asamsam means without any doubt, Samagrammans entirely you will come to know about me. This is the first verse of 7th chapter of Gita. And from 7th to 12th, Krishna actually speaks about himself, about his opulences. So these opulences can be grasped. In the beginning of 7th chapter, he says, we have to have our mind attached to Krishna, somehow or other. And that is possible in association of devotees, constant hearing and chanting and serving. That is possible. So in one point, we may feel that we'll try to follow the instructions and do all these things, but then many opposition disturbances will come, and it does come. So just like these Vrajavasis thought they will shift from Gokul Mahavan to Vrindavan, so that the disturbances which are happening in Gokul will not disturb them anymore. But does the disturbances stop in Vrindavan? No. So you may try to minimize disturbances so that we can practice non-stop Krishna consciousness. But the disturbances will always be there. Srila Prabhupada says, those who are in Krishna consciousness, they should not be disturbed by these disturbances. Rather, carry on with determination with all the instruction that is given. And when you do it, gradually, although one is not qualified, when one humbly attempts with the strength of the instructions of the Guru and the scriptures, one will gradually come to the point of realizing Krishna completely, and in this way makes one's life mission successful. Hare Krishna. Thank you for hearing for such a long time. Jaisal Prabhupada ki. We have 2 minutes. If there is any question, we can try to answer. Is there any questions? Hare Krishna. In the microphone.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for the lectures. My question is, how can one develop the qualities of doing service, aspiring, desiring without the things of material affection, like you explained?
Can you please repeat the question?
My question is, how can one develop the qualities of selfless service?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Nice question. We can do it by associating with those who are selfless. Like Srila Prabhupada, when he was moving in the, when he was preaching in America, it is said that once a drunkard comes to the middle of lecture, he comes. Then he goes out, then he returns and goes to the toilet which is behind and puts a big roll of toilet papers and goes out again. Srila Prabhupada immediately appreciates. He says he sees this man came for some time but is inspired to offer something, some selfless activities. So by seeing Srila Prabhupada and seeing his disciple who are also selflessly serving, he got inspired to become selfless. So therefore we should study the character of great souls, Srila Prabhupada and many other acharyas like Narottam Das Thakur, Kaviraj Goswami, six Goswamis. We can study their life stories and also practically associate with those devotees surrounding us. There are so many devotees who are dedicatedly serving Krishna and Srila Prabhupada's mission. When we intimately associate with them, we also develop the selfless qualities. That is the best way, basically, to associate with those leading example and get inspired by their examples. And this is that spark will happen. That it's like, you know, somebody is selflessly serving just by seeing them. That's called initiation, basically. That spark is initiated within. Because within us, there is a good self, there is a bad self. That is one thing. In other rajas, like Kamsa, appeared in the same thing but is a different person. Ravana appeared in a different continent. So the Lord has to kill him completely. But in this age, these two selves, two natures are within the same person, Kali Yoga. Typical, it is happening, it's practical everywhere. So therefore, the Lord has to enter within. You know, within us. Just to practically literally enter within our heart and destroy the bad elements. So if we want to get rid of bad elements, we have to chant Hare Krishna very sincerely. And then Krishna enters in the heart and kills the, destroys the demonic elements. And those who are good qualities are suppressed by these demonic desires which are suppressing our good qualities. When they will be destroyed, naturally the good qualities within us will be encouraged and they will manifest. Therefore, chanting Hare Krishna and associating him with those who are selfless will actually help to become become a selfless person. Okay? Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki, Jitavada Pramanandi. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki.